Sir John Chilcot will deliver his long-awaited verdict on Britain's involvement in the Iraq war tomorrow. But how do you sum up its effect on Iraqis themselves? One man who found himself at the centre of perhaps the most euphoric moment of the war, the toppling of the famous statue of Saddam Hussein in central Baghdad, is Kadim Sharif Hassan al-Jabouri. He's been speaking to our Middle East editor, Jeremy Bowen.
Baghdad is slumped under its usual summer blanket of 50-degree heat. On this traffic roundabout in Ferdous Square in the city centre, I can see a battered plinth about 20 feet high and a metal foot. This was the site 13 years ago on the 9th of April 2003 of one of the most symbolic moments in the invasion of Iraq. Iraqis, helped by American soldiers, toppled a big bronze statue of Iraq's dictator Saddam Hussein, live on international TV. Hours before the American spearhead reached central Baghdad, Kadim al-Jabouri, a champion weightlifter, had already decided that he would bring the statue down.
On that day, I heard the Americans had arrived at the outskirts of Baghdad. I was very happy and I got the sledgehammer and I went to the square. Then the American tank came and helped me. First, the statue didn't come down. It looked as if the winch wasn't strong enough. But then when they pulled it again, the statue fell. When we were trying to get it down, one of the American soldiers put a US flag on the statue's face. I wasn't happy, so I said put the Iraqi flag up there instead. I was very happy that day because the Americans came and got rid of Saddam's regime. But it didn't last because it turned into an occupation. Nobody wants his country to be occupied.
I visited Baghdad many times in the 1990s. Iraq was in the grip of a brutal police state, but the streets were safe. Now, if people can afford it, they live behind heavy security. I can see blast walls, barbed wire, heavy steel doors. The invasion never had a honeymoon. The Americans dissolved the Iraqi army and security services and sacked officials who joined Saddam's ruling party. The Iraqi state collapsed. Looters roamed the streets. Like many Iraqis, Kadim al-Jabouri is nostalgic for the old certainties. Even though Saddam's regime killed 14 members of his family and imprisoned him for 2 years. But after 13 years of fear and killing, he wishes he'd left his sledgehammer at home on that day in 2003.
I'd like to rebuild the statue, to put it up again, because Saddam has gone and we have 1,000 Saddams now.
1,000 Saddams? You're talking about the leaders of the country, the politicians?
They destroyed the country. They are thieves and killers. Look at the killings. It's very clear. Saddam never executed people without reason. He was like a wall. There was no corruption or looting. It was safe. Saddam killed people and there were mass graves, but we never saw anything like this government. This government has turned the clock back 100 years.
Before the invasion, most Iraqis did not define themselves politically by their religious groups, but they retreated into their sects, and the political system imposed by the Americans ran on sectarian lines. Sunni extremists from al-Qaeda moved into the yawning security vacuum. Iran sponsored Shia militias. By 2006, there was a full-scale civil war between Shia and Sunni Muslims that killed thousands. In many ways, it continues. Kadim al-Jabouri, like many Iraqis, blames foreigners for starting a chain of events that destroyed the country. And he blames new Iraqi leaders for failing.
Things won't be better until these political parties go, and then one person rules like a president or a prime minister. Then maybe we'd be better, but actually things are getting worse.
President Bush and Mr. Blair said they brought democracy to Iraq. Do you believe that?
They are liars, definitely. They are liars because they destroyed Iraq, Blair and Bush. They got us back to zero, and we went back to the Middle Ages, or maybe before that.
If Tony Blair was here this morning, what would you say to him?
I would say to him, you are a criminal, and I'd spit in his face.
The 2003 invasion was a catastrophe for Iraq. Hundreds of thousands of people have been killed in violence that has never ended. The jihadists who moved into Iraq after the invasion now call themselves Islamic State. Sectarian conflict has revived and has spread across the region. National unity is a memory. The Kurds have built what amounts to an independent state in northern Iraq. When the Americans and British and others invaded, they didn't foresee the consequences of their actions or make a proper plan for the future. The repercussions of the invasion are still shaking the Middle East and the wider world.
Jeremy Bowen reporting there.